Amen. Just talk to your neighbor and say something nice to your neighbor this morning. Say something nice to your neighbor this morning. Say. Amen. Did you tell the person something good? Something that can make the person to be happy? Say it again to the person. Say it again. Something that will make somebody to be happy. You don't tell them. Hallelujah. Let's tell our God also. Whenever I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, whenever I see another breaking of the day, among the living. That's why. Hallelujah. Somebody sent me a message. Immediately I woke up and I saw a message. I put it on. He said, it is not your alarm clock that woke you up. It is God that woke you up. Ha! Hallelujah. He said, it's not the alarm clock that woke you up. But who woke you up? If you die, no amount of ringing, no amount of sound. Open your mouth, begin to thank God for being counted among the living. For being counted among the living this morning. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Oh, yes. To be counted among the living. Appreciate Him.
We are grateful.
Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Father, we thank you to be counted among the living.
We are grateful, oh Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For all I'm so grateful, Lord. We are grateful.
We thank you,
Lord.
We bless you.
For all you've done.
We bless you. We appreciate you. Faithfulness, somebody.
Oh Lord, my Father,
say it.
There is no shadow of falling within. Thou changest not thy compassions within us.
Your faithfulness. We acknowledge your mercies. We acknowledge your loving kindnesses. Thank you for being counted among the living today. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. We have come to worship the Lord. For you put on the spirit of worship, because anything can happen. In 347 says, I need thee every hour. I need thee. We need him. We need him every hour. That's why every opportunity we have, we worship him. 347, I need thee every hour. The prayer of a believer. a prayer. It's not a song, it's a prayer.
Oh, gracious Lord.
That's our prayer.
No tender voice like that.
Oh, yes.
Who can be before? I need.
A song, it's a prayer. Everybody now.
I need every hour to stay down nearby.
Yes, sir.
Temptation lose the power.
Oh, yes. Because we need him, may he be found among us every hour in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Be seated one moment. Amen. Listen, listen. Please, let's be very reverent. Praise the Lord. And listen, in everywhere, the anointing will attract you. The gift will attract you. But only the word can keep you in any place. Hallelujah. And the only reason that you should leave your church and change to another church should not be any other reason. Let me tell you this. Any other reason is carnal. If it is because the pastor is always abusing you, then go and settle it with him. He said, Brother, why did he abuse me every time? What did I do? Okay, forgive me. And let fellowship continue. Praise the Lord. And if it's a brother that is all disturbing you, carry. There is a way to sort settle matter in the Bible among brethren. Don't change your church and come here because somebody offended you. God will not accept that step. Amen. Go and face the person. The only reason that you should leave any church is because you are no longer feeding. And if you don't feed, you will die. There will be malnourishment. Amen. Or the food they are giving you is poisonous food. So you run so that poison will not kill you. The food of the spirit is the word of God. Praise the Lord. And that is why we must, the only guarantee I have to have real members here is that they see reason to be members here. And the only way to see reason is to give them revelation through the word. Amen. That is the truth. Now don't think we are deceived by the number of people coming here. We are in the evangelistic stage of the ministry. And during evangelism, the dragnet can catch all manner of things. But after it has caught, we use the word and sort them out. Praise the Lord. Oh, that is the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. No, it's true now. When a sister gives birth, you say you're a member of Women Fellowship and your sister gives birth, won't you go and greet her? Your sister, your blood sister for village, if he born for America, you go buy ticket, go see him there. But the one that is here sitting with you every time, shake your brother and sister, you are hugging. They call him French kiss. That is not a holy kiss. Okay, so this aspect means so much to we, the pastors in this church. What we are doing in the study of the book of Revelation, I told you, I only read that book and I read it last, 1990. Exposition of the Seven Church Ages. Once. And after reading that book, I knew more than to ever go and be part of any denominational system. Until like that. That is the purpose. I didn't meet William Branham. So I'm not following the ministry of William Branham because of the anointing. Because I didn't see it. I only had testimony. And if it is anointing, there is no gift William Branham exercised that is not on now in the denomination. Oh yes, we are seeing cripples rising. We are seeing mighty miracles taking place. Many of them undocumented from Africa here. They are not documented. Because I personally, some years back, personally, I went to a church where the man of God saw a breast that had cancer. The woman was dying and going. The breast swelled up with pus all over. I was there. Not they say. The man of God only pointed hand. He didn't even say anything. He pointed hand. The pus that busted out, he had to jump back so it would not touch him. Power. Hallelujah. Power. And then when he finished, he said it. He said, don't worry. After 3 days, it will dry. He said, after 3 days, it will dry. After 3 days, that is the next week, 1 week after, I went there and I inquired because I knew somebody who was very close to the man of God there. I said, I beg, that testimony, that day, I want to see him. How he be? He said, I did so. He brought the testimony, gave me the tape of what happened 3 days after. He brought the tape, he gave me, he said, this is the woman came and gave testimony. This is it. I saw it, so you won't say it's made up. The wound there was dried up. The breast, everything restored. But why didn't I go to join that church? Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. As victory is ours, who has turned down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who is the original life. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. What is it that opened your eye? It's revelation of the word. So let's look at the word now and let our eyes be open again. Revelation chapter 2. That's where we are now. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 2. Can we stand up and let's pick it as a text? From verse 1 to verse 7. Revelation chapter number 2. From verse 1 to verse 7. And I read it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And please let's be very reverent because it is a Bible study. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, this thing said he that holdeth the 7 stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them, we say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else, I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlesticks out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Remember, I took time to let us know certain things in chapter 1, because it will help us in what we'll be saying in subsequent chapters. Take it very seriously. From chapter 1 to chapter 7, it concerns us. It concerns the bride. After chapter 7, the rest is what happens after the rapture. But chapter 1 to chapter 7 concerns us now, so you must know it. If you will make any bearing in your spiritual life. And then we saw that from verse 10 of chapter 1, this is what Apostle John saw. Chapter 10, verse 1. Like we looked at it last time. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the 7 churches which are in Asia. And they are Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then in verse 12, he said, And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the 7 golden 7 candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with the garment down to the foot, and got about the paps with the golden girdle. Hallelujah. Verse 16. That same one, like the Son of Man, what he saw. Verse 16. And he had in his right hand 7 stars. Hallelujah. 7 stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Now see where I am going. In verse 12, we see 7 golden candlesticks. That was what he turned and he saw. And you know they are all symbolic. Then in verse 16 again, he saw he that was in the midst of the candlestick. In his right hand, he had 7 stars. Then we go to verse 20. Verse 20 says, the mystery, to make you understand what you saw, John, the mystery of the 7 stars which thou sawest in my right hand and the 7 golden candlesticks. This is the mystery. This is the revelation. The 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches. And those 7 churches are Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. They are, the 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches. And the 7 candlesticks, with that sword, they are the 7 churches. So, the church here is depicted by those candlesticks. And each, the angel, the stars that you saw, they are the star messengers. They are the angels of those 7 churches. Now, I want you to take note, like I explained last time. The book of Revelation is a book of symbols. And God reserved it for a people. And a lot of these activities, it is necessary that this is the age that God will give this revelation. Because this is the end of all things. As far as God's plan for salvation. When he says, for lo, I will be with you even to the end of the world. The end of the world there is the end of his activities. The end of God's program. The end of man's rulership on earth. The end of his program for salvation. Praise the Lord. And when the gospel will come to the Gentiles, according to God's divine agenda, He, God, like we see, it's a very interesting thing when God grants you understanding. When the Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, can we read it? Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holiday of the new moon or of the Sabbath day. That is, let nobody judge you concerning all those ordinances and the laws that he gave in the Old Testament. Now that you are in grace, let nobody begin to say, why don't you do this? Why don't you wash your hand before you do this? Why do you eat this? Why do you drink this? This day is a holy day. Today is Sabbath. Everything, verse 17. What did he say? He said they are a shadow of things to come. That is why we got the key. All the law, every ordinance you see in the Old Testament, they were a shadow. Speaking of something to come. Amen. God himself, that's the only way you can understand scripture and even understand what we want to say. The only way you understand is get the shadow so that when you see the proper picture, the image, you will identify it. Hallelujah. And so, God himself, for instance, he had decided that he will send his only begotten son. The only begotten son to come and save the world. I give that as an example. For instance. And then, what will I use now to shadow this, to shadow this, to shadow this? Amen. First, he started with Abraham. He made sure Abraham did not have a child so that when the child will come, the child will be precious. What did he do? He waited until Abraham was 100 years before he got a child. His wife was 90 years. So imagine how precious that child would be to the wife. Then one day, he came. He said, Abraham, take thy son. And he added that, thy only son. Why offer him as a sacrifice to me? And he didn't tell him why. But Abraham obeyed and took him. And Abraham would have killed him. Amen. And God could see, just as Abraham will offer his only begotten son, me, that is how I will offer my only begotten son. So it is possible. It is possible. Hallelujah. Amen. But he said, Abraham, he said, don't worry. He said, I provide me a lamb for sacrifice. I'll provide me a lamb for sacrifice. Why? The sacrifice that he, God, will give for redemption, for the atonement of sin, I will provide it by myself. No man will help me. Hallelujah. But for now, let's speak of the sacrifice that is coming. Then he gave the ordinance, the law of the sacrificial lamb, the Passover lamb. What were they foreshadowing? It was a shadow of things to come. The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. The sacrificial lamb, for God so loved the world that he sacrificed his only begotten son. And so the lamb was speaking of Christ. And they left Egypt. Hallelujah. And he made sure they did not take any other way to the promised land. They passed through the Red Sea. It is also speaking of justification, water baptism for justification. Oh, praise the Lord. So, and even the wave offering, I've explained that to you, of the first fruits, how that Jesus Christ is referred to as the first begotten from the dead. In the harvest of God's dead children, the first one that came out is the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything is speaking of foreshadowing, foreshadowing, foreshadowing. So when he wants to do something, he speaks it like that. And so, now, here is grace age has entered. Grace age has now entered. Amen. And revival was taking place. Grace has started. He knew that he would be rejected. He said it. He was rejected. He came to his own. His own received him not. But as many as receive him, who are those that receive him? The Gentiles. And even that is what we see in the story of Joseph. I hope we know the story of Joseph was a shadow of the story of Jesus. Jesus, because he was spiritual, Joseph, he was rejected of his brethren. Because the father loved him more than the rest. And made a special coat of many colors. A designer suit by the father. And they were jealous. And they planned therefore to kill him. Amen. And they didn't know God was allowing a picture of the story of Jesus to play. And every aspect of that story of Joseph has to do with Christ. He was rejected by his own people. Hallelujah. But he was accepted by a Gentile nation. And made a king. And given a name by Pharaoh. that no one can come to Pharaoh except you go through Joseph, the prime minister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And take note where I am going is that everywhere he went, all the punishment that he was suffering, Joseph, he did not commit anything. Christ suffered for no sin, for no sin was found in him. All the accusers, they were false accusations. Praise the Lord. And who were those? Who was it that finally sent Joseph to the prison? It was a woman that tried to condemn him. And that speaks about the religious Jews that rose up against Jesus Christ. Lay false accusation like Potiphar's wife, raised false accusation against Joseph. And they condemned him and sent him to prison. But the third day he resurrected. And he is given a name that is above every other name. At the mention of the name of Joseph, every knee will bow. But see where I am going also, is that why they rejected Joseph in Israel. He went to Egypt where he was accepted. That is where he picked a wife. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is where he picked his wife. He picked a Gentile wife. Because his people rejected him. I don't know if somebody understands the story I'm telling you now. Praise the Lord. And read that story very well. When it was time for him to reveal himself to his brethren, after so many years, they didn't know it was the stone that was rejected that has become the chief cornerstone. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And while he was revealing himself, the Bible says, where was his wife when he was revealing himself? She was at the back of the palace. She was at the back in the palace there while Joseph was revealing himself to his brethren. Telling you that the Jews will come back to Christ after the rapture. When the wife he has gotten from Gentile is now up there in heaven, after the rapture, salvation will come back to the Jews. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says that when they noticed that it was Joseph, they were crying. And Joseph told them, he said, you thought to do me evil, but God was using it to save lives. Is that not the story of Jesus? Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you have to understand it that way. The stories, every story, the story of Solomon is Jesus. David is Jesus. Moses is Jesus. Everyone, if you don't see Jesus in any story in the Bible, go back and read it again. Every ordinance that was given, you will see Jesus there and the church. If you don't see it, you will not understand the story of redemption. And so, he now, knowing that the gospel will go to the Gentiles and it will go through 7 church ages, he now depicted it by picking 7 local churches. They were all located around the same area of Asia Minor that had particular peculiarities. Hallelujah. That will reflect what every age that they represented will go through. Oh, glory be to God. The same thing. Do you know Jesus Christ? The 7 parables in Matthew chapter 13 are the 7 church ages. He spoke it also in parables. So that you will understand when we say this is the Laodicean church age, then how we can now apply the message to that local Laodicea church. Then know how it applies to you. That is why I'm going all these details saying this. And so, the 7 churches are 7 church ages. But see the peculiarities. Praise the Lord.